Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild foul guy. Punt, the wild foul guy. They call him Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wild foul guy.
They call him
Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. This episode is all about celebrating and fuck a hater. T-Law is the Rodis Live was popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Yeah, T-Law, trying to make it. Be a star now, I'm on now. You're on now, I'm trying to make it to be a star, yeah. There's a lot of people doubting my skills, man. Keep on doing what I can, they gon' turn into fans. All a part of my plan, let's go back again. Yeah, and then we write like a madman. Woman band man, at the Apollo, here goes the Sandman. Yeah, bad news, here to stay, never go away. On my knees I pray for a brighter day. Thank God I got more to say. Sometimes it was far away. Someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Someday I'll never stop. Someday I'll make it to the top. Someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Someday I'll never stop. Someday I'll take it to the top. Celebrating, having a good time. This is the time of your life. Celebrating, having a good time. This will really blow your mind. Celebrating, having a good time. Celebrating, having a good time. This will really blow your mind. Celebrating, having a good time. This will really blow your mind. Trying to make it, be a star now. Come on now. I'm staying on my grind, never stopping my shine, getting what's mine. But you never see me giving up, it might be kinda tough. Sometimes I had enough, going through all this stuff. You never know what you can do, when you have to make dreams come true. You know you can get through, they made it, so can you. I know this rings true, someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Try to make it, be a star now. You're on now, try to make it. I'm celebrating the day I made it.
Someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Someday I'll never stop. Someday I'll make it to the top. Someday I'm gonna make it. Someday I'm gonna take it. Someday I'll never stop. Someday I'll take it to the top. Celebrating, having a good time. This is the time of your life. Celebrating, having a good time. This will really blow your mind. Celebrating, having a good time. Celebrating, having a good time. This will really blow your mind. Celebrating, having a good time. This will really blow your mind.
Yeah, celebrating like I already made it.
That was T-Law with Make It Celebrating. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Jealousy, that's what's poppin'. Competitiveness, that's what's poppin'. Passive aggressiveness, that's what's poppin'. Backstabbing, that's what's poppin'. Undermining confidence, that's what's poppin'. Sabotage, that's what's poppin'. Competitive comparison, that's what's poppin'. Lack of empathy, that's what's poppin'. Inconsistency, that's what's poppin'. Entitlement, that's what's poppin'. Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. Today's episode is entitled Make It Celebrating. So I encourage everybody to make it celebrating amidst the haters or frenemies. They can exhibit a range of traits that may vary from one individual to another. 10 common traits that might be associated with these negative, toxic individuals are jealousy, competitiveness, passive aggressiveness, backstabbing, undermining confidence, sabotage, competitive comparison, lack of empathy, inconsistency, and entitlement. So I'm gonna break down all of these traits and I'm gonna help you address the proper way to deal with this type of individual or person exhibiting this toxic behavior, whether it's blatant and direct, whether it's drive-by snitching in a group chat, whether it's a drive-by on an episode, whether it's something that they did in the past, whether it's someone at the job, someone in your workspace, a hater. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So the first one is jealousy. Haters and frenemies often feel envious of success, happiness, or achievement of others. They may be unable to celebrate others' success genuinely. So that's why you gotta do it. So what I would advise is counter with empathy and understanding, share your experiences, and offer to help them achieve their goals in some kind of way. You know, it's always good to take the high road, but sometimes you just have to say something. Number two is competitiveness. They view life as a competition and may constantly compare themselves to others. Instead of supporting friends, they see their friends and accomplishments as threats to their own self-esteem, low self-esteem. So I would advise you to emphasize collaboration over competition and celebrate mutual success together. That's what I would advise. Next, passive aggressiveness. Haters often express their negative feelings indirectly through sarcasm, backhanded compliments, or subtle jabs. They rarely communicate their true emotions openly. You know, they hide behind shit. So I would advise you to address issues directly and calmly, and encourage open and honest communication with this individual. Number four, backstabbing. Frenemies may gossip about or betray their friends when they believe it serves their interests. They may say one thing to your face, but something different behind your back. Typical shit. Choose friends who value trust and loyalty. Confront them respectfully if you suspect betrayal. That Judas shit. So number five, they love to undermine your confidence. Haters may attempt to undermine your self-confidence by criticizing your choices, appearances, or abilities, or anything that you do. They aim to make you doubt yourself. In this situation, I would advise surround yourself with positive and supportive people. Focus on self-love and self-acceptance. You know, God gave you everything that you needed when he brought you in this world. You came in this motherfucker by yourself. In some cases, that's all you need. Number six, sabotage. In extreme cases, Frenemies might actively work to sabotage your goals or success, whether professionally or personally. In this situation, be cautious with sensitive information. Seek legal or professional assistance if necessary. What I would say is just use your common sense and keep your mouth shut sometimes. Number 7, competitive comparison. They often compare themselves to you, highlighting areas where they believe they outshine you or where you fall short. This is usually done to boost their own ego. Let go of that ego, y'all. I would advise embrace your unique strengths and qualities. Encourage them to recognize their own value, if they have any at all. But like I say, if you're a real friend, it's always good to take the high road and try to find the best out of any situation. But usually when you looking at these 10 traits, it's kind of over with pretty much already. Number 8, lack of empathy. Haters tend to lack empathy for others. They might not understand or care about the emotional impact or their words and actions on those around them. Promote empathy through your actions. Encourage them to practice active listening and understanding. Number 9, inconsistency. Frenemies can be unpredictable, alternating between being friendly and supportive one moment and critical or distant the next. So set clear boundaries in a relationship. Maintain consistency in your own behavior and values. And sometimes you might, advise that person to take a look at the man in the mirror, because nobody is perfect. And last but not least, entitlement. Some haters have a sense of entitlement, believing than others. They may resent others of achievement. Encourage a mindset of gratitude and appreciation. Remind them that everyone's journey is unique. So in closing, in dealing with these traits, the key is to maintain your own positivity, self-worth, and emotional well-being. Surround yourself with supportive friends and family, and be a positive influence on those who may be exhibiting negative behaviors. So, don't stop celebrating your accomplishments and goals because of a hater. So, if somebody hating on you, you're doing your job. You're doing it extremely well. So, this has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store, and you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. We dropping the mic on Rider Slide today. I want to thank everybody who ever helped me out with the podcast. I want to thank everybody who listen every week to the show when they don't have to. I want to thank everybody listening on all the streaming platforms, whether you listening on your little phone, if you listening on your iPad, if you listening on your tablet, iPhone, Android, wherever you listening, whatever country you listening in, I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody who been copping the merch from the Rodus Live Podcast Store.com via Teespring. Keep shopping with me. I'm going to keep having new updated styles and merchandise for you there. You know, the name of this episode is called Celebrate, and I really want to celebrate y'all bringing me up to 500,000 streams. That's what I want to celebrate. And I want to celebrate it with y'all. And I just want to say I'm humble, I'm grateful, I'm thankful. Keep listening, keep accessing the show through all the platforms on my Linktree, which is Linktree/Rodus. I want to celebrate all the licensing opportunities that I've been getting. I know people are not happy for my success, and you know they want you to keep it under wraps, but you know that sounds like a personal problem to me. I'm going to celebrate because I'm thankful for every day. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy for all the opportunities that I've been blessed with, and I'm going to keep being grateful for them. And whoever don't like it, too bad for you. Next, my single White Lines. I released it on my website, you know, to support the book. It should have been came out, but, you know, it wasn't mixed right, so I wasn't bringing it out. So right now, you could get it on my website, which is www.ridersonline.net. You can purchase it. It's 99¢ or whatever price you think it is. And you could download it. You can share it. It'll be available on DistroKid on all the streaming platforms soon. But right now, you can get it from me direct at RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who supported and bought a copy of my book, whether Amazon or on my website. I still got books available on Amazon and my website. Tap in and get them. I turned my album in. I got 3 good reviews so far. I'm waiting on 2 more reviews, so I'm thankful for that. I'm going to keep putting in this work. I ain't going nowhere. I hope to bring y'all better content every week. That's my job. I'm working on it. That's what I'm going to do. And I appreciate everybody tapping in to Rodus Live, and I wanted to celebrate this with y'all. So we're going to keep winning. We're going to keep making the haters hate, because if ain't nobody hating, you ain't doing your job. But to me, haters waste their energy, but I take that for few, because energy is the capacity to do work, to do good work. So this has been another episode of Rodus Live. We dropping the mic. Peace.